appreciate the good song. I got a verse or two on my heart. I'm going to read some of them. Follow the Lord in this meeting. If anybody else has got anything they want to add to it, they're more welcome to. Then Matthew chapter 18. Look with me in that scripture. It's a sort of lengthy reading, but it's good for you to hear it read into your heart tonight. The Bible said in verse number 21, I got this, the Lord give me this land. Just getting ready this afternoon. Hadn't really just read over it till I got here at the meeting house. I had something else on my heart, but God put this on my heart, and so I'm going to do my best to say some things about it. The Bible said, verse 21, then came Peter to him and said, Lord, how oft shall my brother sin against me and I forgive him? Till seven times? And Jesus saith unto him, I say not unto thee unto seven times, but unto 70 times seven. Therefore is the kingdom of heaven likened unto a certain king which would take account of his servants. And when he had begun to reckon, one was brought unto him which owed him 10,000 talents. But for as much as he had not to pay, his Lord commanded him to be sold, and his wife and his children and all that he had, and payment to be made. The servant therefore fell down and worshipped him, saying, Lord, have patience with me, and I will pay thee all. Then the Lord of the servant was moved with compassion and loosed him and forgave him the debt. That means, praise God, he told him he's free from it. He was not charged with it no more. The same servant went out and found one of his fellow servants which owed him 100 pence. So a whole lot of difference from 1,000 talents to 100 pence. And he laid hands on him and took him by the throat, saying, pay me that thou owest. And his fellow servant fell down at his feet and besought him, saying, have patience with me, and I will pay thee all. And he would not, but went and cast him into prison till he should pay the debt. So when the fellow servants saw what was done, they were very sorry. Notice that. And came and told unto their Lord all that was done. Then his Lord, after that he had called him, said unto him, O thou wicked servant, I forgave thee all that debt because thou desiredst me. Shouldest not thou also have had compassion on the fellow servant, even as I had pity on thee? And his Lord was wroth and delivered him to the tormentors till he should pay all that was due unto him. He pulled it back up on him. And notice what verse 35 says, so likewise shall my heavenly Father do also unto you, if ye from what your hearts forgive not every one of his brother their trespasses. I want to talk to you this afternoon, the Lord helping me, about this thing of forgiveness. And it's so simple that Jesus even taught his men in a model prayer. He said to pray this, and one of the things that Jesus taught them to pray, that they asked for forgiveness and asked them, he said, forgive them that trespass against me. And it surely is right. I believe that a lot of people's tormented in this day because they've got unforgiveness in their heart. And listen, they might say they don't, but they keep bringing it up, something that they're not forgiven about, and they keep bringing this thing up that somebody done to them, or hold it in their heart. Amen. And they need to forgive. You'll never have the forgiveness of God in a complete peaceful way until you're willing to forgive your brother of the trespasses that they have done toward you. And I know this thing tonight, that there's a very difficult thing when we come to this text, because it really is one of the, I think, one of the damaging sins in the heart of mankind is when he don't have a forgiveness towards somebody else, and how they treat somebody else, amen, that done something against them or something they didn't like, amen, and did not forgive them of that sin or that trespass toward them. And the Bible said here, this man, amen, he wanted to give an account here, and he owed this man 1,000 talents. Amen. His Lord, his servants owed it 1,000 talents. And brother, he fell down and he worshiped him, and he asked to have patience, and that Lord was forgiven. He was compassionate and long-suffering to this man and loosed him from that debt. Amen. But what happened was, in return, when he left, he met a man that owed him and took him by the throat and said, "Pay me." And the man didn't have it, so he threw him into prison. And really, that man that threw him into prison was in worse prison than the man that literally got thrown into prison. Because the prison tonight's right in here. That's where the torment and the suffering is. When we grudge or hold things in our heart, and we can't fully come to that place, that we're come clean in our heart because, amen, of things that's happened in our lives. And tonight, brother, listen, I don't say that I've got, amen, all the answers, but I've got answers from this Bible. I thank God that God's given me that says this is the way it is, and this is what you got to do. And the Bible said it brings grief to the Holy Ghost when we hold an unforgiving spirit. The Bible said, "Be ye tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as for Christ's sake has forgiven you." And I know tonight that I had so much sin and so much I've done against my Lord. Amen. Even since I've been saved, and he's had mercy on me and forgave me. And I really know that reconciliation don't truly come until there's a confession, until there's something brought before the one that you've sinned against, that reconciliation comes. But the spirit's there, and that not holding in the heart, amen, them things that somebody has done towards you in this life, amen. And that's not the way God set it up. Listen, in the Old Testament, we know that there was eye for eye and tooth for tooth. Amen. We know a lot of times that people reap, and we know we do reap what we sow. That's a universal truth of God. But at the same time, listen, in the New Testament, Jesus did not tell you that vengeance was yours. Jesus said, "Vengeance is mine. I will repay, saith the Lord." He didn't tell me, praise God, amen, to try to get back what, amen, I should try to get back. He told me to forgive the man and let him take care of it. And that's the way it is. You listen, the most difficult thing in the Christian life is keeping our hearts where they ought to be toward God and toward man. It's just a difficult thing. There's all kind of things that rise up within us. Amen. Unforgiveness is one of them things. Amen. And fault finding is another thing. Amen. It's easy to find other people's faults, but not our own faults. It's easy to say this person's done this. I read that great chapter this morning, Matthew 7. And he said, "Judge not, lest ye be judged." And this is what he's saying. Well, how much you judge, that's how much you'll be judged with. And he said, it's easy. Amen. Listen, I ain't got to get a little speck out of somebody's eye. But why, you got a beam in your own eye. Ain't God, you ought not be trying to get a little speck out of somebody else's eye. And he said, "Judge yourselves." Amen. And listen, that's what he wants us to do. He wants us to judge ourselves. There's so many ideas and opinions. And brethren, we are what to endeavor, amen, to keep the spirit of unity in that way of God. And you can't do that if you got grudge, if you got unforgiveness. Amen. You've got to come clean from that. You can't hold things of what somebody done to you. I know people that's held things in their heart for a long time. Amen. Of what somebody done to them. And I'm telling you this. Amen. The night, brother, it's good to get your heart clean. Just get your heart clean. Amen. I don't agree with everything and everybody, and I know they don't with me neither. But that's not where it's at. It's with love. It covers a multitude of sin. Amen. Loving somebody covers a multitude of sin. Amen. And listen, there are some things that you, amen, are not going to straighten out in this life. But we ought not hold it in our heart. Thank God, we ought to get it clean in our heart. That's right. I cannot control anybody else's actions. I can't control what they do.
unto me. I can't control what they say, but I can control by the grace of God what I say. I can be the good testimony for God by faith. And I don't have to let them things control me. I don't have to judge man. Ain't God, the love of God don't have to be defended. It defends itself. Amen. It's not what somebody says about me. It's not what somebody does toward me. Amen. It's really what they're doing toward him. That Paul, amen, even before he, hey God, my friend saved, he persecuted the church. He said, you persecute me. You're persecuting me. He didn't say you persecute my church. He did know he's persecuting them, but Jesus said, that's me you persecuted. And praise God, I thought about that road to Damascus, and brother, that experience he had that day, and he didn't listen. He didn't live that same way, brother. Amen. He didn't say persecuting, amen, the church. He was in the church. Amen. When you get saved, you won't live the way you did before you got saved. He didn't go back to Gamaliel, thank God, and sit at his feet. Thank God, he went and sat at the feet of the Lord. Amen. He didn't even confer for flesh and blood. He went with the, thank God, in the outset to himself. And him and God, taught him the gospel of the grace of God. And he come by revelation. And he preached, thank God, the goodness of God, friend. I'm going to tell you this tonight. Amen. There's no need. Amen. Tonight, brother, listen. Thank God for us to have a heart problem. Amen. On the inside. Thank God, friend, the worst sins are heart sins. Amen. Listen, have you ever saw that in Ephesians of what grieves the Holy Ghost? He said that all bitterness, wrath, anger, clamor, evil speaking, with all malice, be put away from you. It's be put away from you. I'm just paraphrasing. He's saying that the tongue has grieved the Holy Ghost. Amen. I ain't found nowhere where smoking a cigarette ever grieved the Holy Ghost, unless it did for the man that was doing it and God spoke to him. That's just a bunch of stuff that we can preach external things about what people's right. doing, and it ain't worth a hill of beans. It's not external that's killing us, it's internal that's killing us. It ain't what a man does external. Amen. It said what comes out of the man is what defiles him. And listen, when a man speaks these things, he's in a bitter heart. He's angry at somebody. He's got a malice in his language. He's got some hatred in his heart. Amen. He's got things that's built up in him. Amen. That he treats men. Amen. Jesus didn't treat people like cats. He knew their heart. He told the Pharisees, you ain't got even one place. He said, you have your father devil, and unless your father you'll do. But he knew who they were. Amen. But he said God wasn't their father. Amen. Listen, he said Abraham was. He said if he was, you'd live like him. Amen. But I'll tell you one thing, when a man's saved, and I'm going to save people tonight, I ain't talking to lost people. Amen. You can't go to heaven, my friend, tonight with hatred toward the brethren in your heart. You can't been toward heaven, ain't God, and ask God to forgive you, and you won't forgive your fellow man. Amen. Can't do it. I don't care who you are. No matter if it's me or you, it don't matter. I'm talking, I ain't preaching tonight on alcohol. I'm preaching about our tongue and our heart. Amen. That's the problem tonight.
Yes.
Amen. Talking about things that's built up in us that we can't get loose from. Amen. And we don't because we not loose. We got too many things in our own heart that's bitter. My friend, then that's what comes out. And he said the root of bitterness defiles many. And brother, listen. Ain't God, Cain was bitter on God. He got bitter because God told him, amen, his sacrifice wasn't sufficient. And his countenance fell. And he rejected God. And what God said, amen. And you, my friend, and I compare yourself with somebody else, but it never will justify you. Amen. Like the Pharisee said, I'm glad I'm not like other men are. But the other man said, God be merciful to me. I'm a sinner. I need forgiveness. And brethren, if you don't get there, you'll die and go to hell tonight. Amen. Somebody said, is it once saved, always saved if you're saved? But I'm going to tell you this, listen to me. You can't go back 20 or 30 years ago and say, well, I got saved then, but I hadn't lived for him. Well, I know we fall short, and I'm imperfect, because I'm imperfect. I do things I ought not do. But I'm telling you one thing tonight. We don't lay on that bed. We lay on the bed, thank God, of pursuing what he gave us and pressing toward that mark and having something in our heart. And brother, tonight I'm just saying this. Amen. I get aggravated sometimes. I get mad sometimes. And brother, I'm telling you what, I say things I ought not say. But I'm telling you tonight, I want a clean heart. That's just the devil attacking us. The devil will use people to attack us. Amen. He ain't coming to my house. He uses people to attack the people of God. Why? Because God lets him do it. Why? To prove us. He knows what we're going to do. He knows what gets under your skin. He knows what fools your spirit that you can't, amen, live for God and serve God. He sent somebody my way and give me a whole, thank God, my friend running them out to me, and before I know it, I'm half mad. I couldn't have prayed if you'd have called me. Amen. You can't pray when you're mad. Amen. You ever tried to pray when after you just had a temper tantrum? Amen. You got mad and stomped and everything else and would have cussed if you could have. Amen. That's right. That's right. You probably did in your mind. I have before. Amen, buddy. I got hangry. Amen. I thank God I was about to call him every name I thought. Amen, but it just didn't work. And listen, when you get there at that place, amen, and it ain't a whole lot of time, but somebody called you right to that and said, brother, how could you pray? I'd say unto God, I don't want to be a hypocrite. Amen, I've got an angry spirit. Amen. You got to stay. Listen, that's the worst thing. A friend, to get in and out of the spirit of God and allow things in your life, amen, and make you angry and mad. Amen, and listen, it'll never, in what we say, amen, we never can take back. But listen, what we say comes from the inside. It don't come from the outside. It comes from an inward heart, friend. Amen. That's why you talk to yourself if you got any sense. Amen. And say it to yourself. God hears it. But at least you ain't telling somebody else. Amen. That's right. I've said that before. They said, what's wrong? That guy's done something. I said, what's wrong with that guy? Is he crazy? I wouldn't have said that to his face. Amen. But I had to get it out of my system. You see what I'm saying? I go to God and talk about it. I say to God, Lord, what in the world is it going to mean this stuff like this? I've asked God, why are you allowing this man do this to me for? I said, here, I'm trying to keep a good spirit. And hey, this man here is trying to give me a hard time. I say to God, I said, Lord, why is this? Amen. Amen. You know what? You're going to have it in life. You're going to have it in life. Right. Amen. And sometimes I'm just being honest. I'm an honest preacher. It'll take me a day, thank God, to get over some things. And brother, I'm glad when I go to sleep at night and say when I get up, amen, it'll be better on the other side of the pillow. Amen. And just like it, sometimes you can't. Amen. Even in a marriage, friend, you cannot let the devil get in that thing. You come home tired. Your wife hadn't done something you didn't like. And brother, before you know it, you telling her what you think about it, and before you know it, she's telling you what she thinks about it, and before you know it, thank God, you're pouting at one another, and you go to bed and you can't sleep. Amen. I'm down where we live. You know that's right. Amen. That's just the way it is. Listen, I'm just being frank. If I ain't right with that woman back there, it's hard for me to sleep at night. It's hard for me to sleep at night. Amen. There's two sides to a bed. Amen. One turn to one side, one turn to the other side. And brother, you said under your own breath, what in the world's wrong with her? Amen. And she's probably said, what's got into him? Amen. It'd been a whole lot better, thank God, just to be honest and say, look, I'm sorry. I want you to lay beside me. I don't want you to lay from me. Amen. Brother, that's right. But things build up in people. You got to be careful. You got to have forgiveness. You never never will have a good home. You'll never have a good church. You'll never have a good life unless you got some humility. And God say we need to get some forgiveness in it. Amen. Ain't that right? You know that's right. Amen. If I do somebody wrong, I'd soon them come tell me I didn't like what you done. I said, well, I'm sorry, sir. I'm sorry, ma'am. Amen. Thank God, I don't want to offend you. That ain't my desire. And I know sometimes I say something and I think, why did I say that? And people might have gotten mad at that. Amen. I see as I get older, you older you get, the more you say things you ought not say. Amen. You ought to be wiser. Amen. That's right. When you're young, you say it because you don't know better. When you're old, you want to say it. Amen. That's just the way it is. Forgiveness is a part of it. What would we be if God had not forgave us, delivered us from sin? Forgave us, put it away. Amen. And brother, took guilt away from us. We're not guilty. Thank God the fellowship of God's there. We can confess our sin, get forgiveness in this thing. Amen. We don't have to live in that. Amen. What was done yesterday can be forgiven today. And what was done today can be forgiven today. And it don't take a lot. You don't have to, amen, explain and write a letter to God. It's just a broken heart and needing forgiveness and wanting him to help you. Amen. And doing it like that. That's where it's at. And brother, it'll work that way. And I'm telling you this tonight. Thank God, if you're willing to take, amen, wrong. Amen. Thank God, and be a blessing to somebody. It'll show you more like Jesus and me like right. Jesus. What did he say in the verse? We preach the Bible. I mean, there's some things we don't preach. Some things we don't preach. You know why? Because nobody don't want to live it. You want, but people say, we preach Acts 4. Do you preach Acts 4 to the finality of it? We don't live that. We don't have to. That's a different time. They sold everything they have and give the men as ever had man had need. They brought it, dropped it at the apostles' feet and said to distribute to whoever needs this. Why do you think Ananias and Sapphira died? Because they come in and they lied to God, kept back part of the price, and they dropped dead. There ain't much preaching on that. Talking about court over there. Don't take one there to court. Let the church judge it. Inside the church. It ain't the word. Listen, you know why he said the fornicators and adulterers and all them should not inherit the kingdom of God? You know why he said that? He said them people ought not be judging you. He said them judges, that's the way they are. He said the unjust shouldn't judge the just. Well, he said, read it. Somebody said, what do you think I'll do? I said, do what you feel. Amen. You're going to judge one day. You're going to reign with Christ. Amen. Listen, he said, if a man takes your coat, let him have it. If you got two, give one to him. Isn't that right? If a man come to you and said, hey, I need this, and you got it, and you don't give it to him, how are you spiritual? How spiritual is that to be selfish? One of the biggest sins there is. In the Bible, self-centeredness, he said men should be lovers of themselves. They can't no go for the God unless they got a willing heart to be forgiven. Ain't God to have forgiveness in their heart to help somebody they don't really want to help. I'll tell you again, the man that was beaten and left half dead by the road, the man that went to him didn't even know him. But he done it, thank God, because he cared for him. Amen. We ain't there, but that's where it is. And that's where Christians, that's why I said that the other day, Brother Todd. That man, Paul shook the serpent off and they never saw what he was and changed their mind that they seen him shake that serpent and they saw he didn't fall dead and they said that man's a God. The only thing that's going to change people's minds is a manifestation of God and doing something supernatural. And what I'm preaching is because the natural man can't do it.
Right.
The natural man will say, I'll suck him in the lips. Amen. Exactly right. Brother Robert Cranfield told me one time that fellow made him mad. He said there'd be two hits. Me hitting him and him hitting the ground. I said, don't do it. Amen. But listen. One preacher said, talking about turning the other cheek. He said, after I turned it, he didn't tell me what to do. Amen. You say, preacher, there is a time, thank God, to look at somebody in the eye and say, that's enough. There is a time of that. There's a time for that. But I just say this, before we say that, make sure our hearts are right. And make sure we want to, it's what
ought to be done at that time. It's better to walk away than to fight and have strife and contention if you can. Amen. And one thing, I'll tell you this. I hate strife and contention more than anything. And that's the devil, friend. Any strife and contention, that's the devil. It ain't God, Brother Danny. The most thing God says, he loves people that dwell together in unity. God loves unity. He loves unity in a marriage. He loves unity in women, husbands and wives, and praise God, the children. He loves unity in that. You ought to love getting along with mom and daddy. You ought not say, if you do something that you ought not do, then confess it. Stay in good accord with them. That's where God blesses you, because he put them over you. If you disobey them, you ultimately saying, I'm disobeying God that put them over me. It's just like a husband. He's not a lord, but he's in that position of a leader in the home. The husband is the head of the wife. And a wife should not want to do anything to put her position in danger because she disobeyed the man that God gave her. I'm going to close her up, boys. We're getting tight. It's the God's truth. There's delegated authority that God put in life, friend. Every woman is their own priest to God. She can read the Bible, pray, get a hold of God good as a man can, good as I can. She can testify. She can't be a preacher, but she can testify. She can go tell people about Jesus and be used of God. But when it comes to the home, she's not the head. God have mercy. Y'all that tired, I'll call ahead and cut her out. Somebody ought to say amen to that, especially you men, unless you're scared. Really? I mean, that's the way God set it up. He put the woman, he put the man. Read it. God is the head of Christ. Christ the head of man. Man head of the woman. And parents ahead of the children. If you go to work tomorrow, you got a man over you. You're the owner and the boss man of the tire shop. Amen. Them people that work for you is under your authority.
Right.
If I went to work for Brother Todd, he said, I'm paying you, thank God, to come up here and paint this wall. And he's got a right to say, do it better than that. Amen. He wouldn't do it. He'd let me go home and redo it. I've had people do stuff. I ain't just saying this about me. God knows it. My wife would testify to this. I've had people do stuff for me, and they didn't do a good job. And my wife, she said, what do you think we ought to do? I said, nothing. We'll take the loss. He's a professing brother. His fellowship's more important to me than what he did. Why do I want to fight with him over it and lose fellowship and friendship with somebody over a little money or something like that? Take the loss. That's what he said in the book of 1 Corinthians 6. That's what he said, Brother Danny. I wouldn't want to take it every day. It might test me. Amen. That's right. Maybe it's got a little barrier, amen. If you called me and said the man done you wrong, I'd probably say, you need to say something about that. Especially if it's my children. Amen. But here's the thing, folks. The thing is, we got to show Christ. Amen. Listen, if a man's right with God and he wants to stay right with God, he has a battle all the time inside. And therefore, he, listen, God didn't put us in isolation. The only way you escape that is go buy you a house way up in the mountains where nobody's around. Go to the Walmart at 3:00 in the morning and buy all things you want and stay at your house and never come out. Have church in your house. Everything. Don't never come out. And then you'll get aggravated and want to get mad at the one that's living with you. That's just the way it is. That ain't the way Jesus Christ done it. He did not put you in a world to isolate yourself. There are times of isolation. There is times of isolation. There's times you want to be alone. You take care of the little girl all day. You've had her. Jeremy comes in working 12 hours. Wants a little food on the table? You give out. And you just like to go outside, get in your car and ride somewhere for 30 minutes and come back and you'd feel better. I felt that way before, hadn't you? Praise God, I told my wife before I sit out and stuff, sometimes you go through, I said, praise God, I tell you, if I had a tank of gas and I knew it'd get me, thank God, a good ways, I think I'd drive it a while. I ain't getting rid of my problem. Amen. I ain't get rid of it. You can get in the car and drive, praise God, to Montana. Go out there to the cowboy town, thank God, where ain't many people. But it ain't gonna solve your problem. Your problem's going to be there when you go back and drive in the driveway.
Right.
Amen. But there is a time that we do need some little isolation. Mamas do, wives do, daddies do. That don't mean you have a woman's night out. That just means there's some times you need to get, maybe with you and Kayla, go out and eat or something like that. It's just the way life is. Those disciples, they needed a time of leisure, time to eat. They didn't even time to eat. If you don't come apart, you will come apart. Amen. Every once in a while, thank God, you get tired of church people. Amen. You get tired of seeing one another sometimes. Amen. You say, praise God, I need a break from them. Especially the preacher. You're getting on my nerves. Amen. It's just the way it is. Life's like that, Brother Todd. Familiarity can drive somebody crazy. It says that in Proverbs, brother, about a man coming to your house all the time. Said he'd get weary of that. You ever have people just come to your house all the time and say, Dad, come, there he is again. Amen, there he is. Knocking on the door. Amen. I ain't got nothing else to do. People call me, amen, I say this, people just, I don't mind, well, I'm not talking about nobody here because I hardly ever get any calls from y'all. Amen. Well, if somebody called me all the time, I'd tell my wife, I'd say, my goodness, these people don't have nothing to do. I'm going to sit down, praise God. Then there's a lot of battles in this thing, friend. And you know what? I can look out at you and say, there ain't a person sitting in this place that I don't love. And I can tell you that you're not a battle to me. But I can go to that bathroom window tonight and look in it and say, right here's the battle. It's right in here. And sure enough, sure as I'm standing here preaching to you tonight, I don't know what in the world I'll face by the time I get home, who will pull out in front of me and curse me and everything else because I was going too slow. And all of a sudden, my temperature rises back to here. And it's according to what kind of mood I'm in is what I'm going to say. That's basically about. Now, after church, praise God, I'll be pretty good. I've had a long day coming home. If somebody does me like that, I don't know what I might think about them. It's just a battle, brother. You don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. Why? Listen, I'm going to tell you this, and I'm about through. Right here is where God puts everything. Right here. Everything God does is in the believer. You are one of them if you're born again, saved people. This is God's temple. This building here, he don't dwell in a temple made with hands. He dwells in this building. I am his building. I am his temple. The light don't come from these lights. The light comes from this light. Everything's in his believer. Everything. That's where he deposited his treasure. That's where he deposited his spirit. That's where he deposited his life. And he said, I want you to, thank God, amen, live the life that I put in you, the life of God. And Jesus Christ, he lived a holy life. And Jesus, brother, he didn't put up with that crowd selling them doves in that temple. He made them cords, son. He drove them out. And he didn't drive them out. Well, he wasn't no. He was. He told them like it was, son. He took them and drove them out. And he turned the tables over. He had a right to. Amen. He's the Lord, thank God. But at the same time, he could walk out and a leper could say, Lord, if thou wilt, thou can cleanse me. And Jesus looked with tears, no doubt in his eyes, and said, I will. And all of a sudden, here's a man that's made whole. It's amazing. And look at me and you, how much we sinned and done wrong in the eyes of God. How many times we bowed and he ain't never said, I don't forgive you. He always said, son, I'll forgive you. I'll forgive you. How many times, Aaron? Not 70 times, 70 times 7. In other words, unlimited times. our Lord's forgave us in unlimited times, Brother Danny. Them things have just come. And we say and wonder sometimes in our own life why do we go through that. For the test, it's a test in your life. If you fail it, you'll probably have to take it again. But if you pass it, thank God, you'll go on a progression and you'll have to face some more. Because that's the way it is. The only way he can mold you and make you like Christ is put you through the test. And put me through the test. Amen. Sometimes I think, is anybody else going to get sick? This church is physically beat. Mentally beat. Because if you physically beat, you're mentally beat. Miss Pat, I'm thankful Mr. Buddy got to come home. But it just wasn't him going through it. This ain't Miss Sonia going through arthritis that crippled her. It's her husband every day. It can't make it because of physical issues. That's just part of it. But you know what the Lord always say back? Like Brother Price said, what he said last time. I'm working in this thing. I'm working in it. What you go through, I'm working in. I'm in it. I'm in it. If I didn't believe that, Miss Linda, all that you've had to face and with your leg and Brother Parker, I mean, a great brother and the sufferings he's been through and what he's going through. And I couldn't rest tonight if I did not know he was the one that was helping me and with me, but also working in it. Listen tonight. We ought to be able to lift our hands and say, God, I know you love me and I know you're in complete charge. And I'm just going to live in that. If I never got to say another word from this pulpit, you still God. If I never got to, you're still God. And I don't have to live in fear to wonder what's going to happen to me. I can live in trust to know you're in charge. Sometimes that dark spot ain't as easy, but I'm telling you what, he's the one that's in it. And that's where we trust tonight. And I don't want to live a life, amen, of just a bunch of stuff in my heart. Amen. I want to have a clean heart. And it's a battle to have it sometimes, but I'm glad, thank God, he'll give it if we'll seek him. Confess our sin and be who we are before him. Amen. That's what you got to do. I appreciate you hearing me. Let's stand tonight and let's have prayer. Brother Danny, how about having prayer for us tonight?
Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for the word of God. We thank you for the
good. God, help me, Lord.
Lord God of heaven.
God, I need it tonight in my own heart. God in heaven, I pray, God, you'd help me, God.